USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Bob Dole, former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate, has died at 98, according to his family. He announced earlier this year he was being treated for advanced lung cancer. For 30 years, he was a senator for Kansas. In 1976, he was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential nominee, and then 20 years later clinched the Republican nomination for the presidency and was defeated by incumbent President Bill Clinton. Chris Cuomo fired by CNN Saturday, facing now an allegation of sexual misconduct, according to a lawyer who's representing a client accusing the former anchor. Cuomo is denying those allegations. President Biden expected to meet with Russian's Vladimir Putin this week amid tensions between Russia and Ukraine. A spokesman telling a state news agency they will meet via video on Tuesday night. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Retail outlets across the country are increasing security due to a series of flash mob robberies. The attacks have escalated over the past few weeks, with stores in the California Bay Area taking a brunt of the damage, including cannabis stores.
A gang of armed smash-and-grab thieves fired 175 shots and stole $5 million worth of products from 15 cannabis shops in Oakland, California through November. Alfonso Tucky Blunt, the owner of Blunt and More.
We're tired of talking. We're tired of paying high insurance rates, extra security, paying for taxes. We're talking about a tax strike potentially. We're talking about picketing the mayor's office. We don't know what we can do, but it's time for action. We're tired of talking.
USA Radio's Brad Bernard's reporting. Matchup set for college football playoff action. Fourth seed Cincinnati against number one Alabama. Number three Georgia against number two Michigan. Both matchups on New Year's Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Gas prices nationwide falling about 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to an average of $3.46 per gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the drop in price is partly because of a crash in crude oil costs. This is the first time gas prices have come down in 14 weeks. Drivers in the San Francisco Bay Area paying about $4.80 per gallon, which is the highest in the country, the lowest average in Houston at $2.91. The Chinese military have tested a hypersonic weapons system and are strengthening their nuclear capabilities. How does that sit with the defense secretary?
Ladies and gentlemen, in America, we don't fear competition.
That's U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin as he addressed the Reagan National Defense Forum in Washington on Saturday, saying the United States is not afraid of competition with China as China increases its military advancements. Austin also saying overall when it comes to addressing the challenges of the 21st century,
we will face them with fortitude and not fear. Democracy has always been our roadmap to success and security, and I wouldn't trade it for anyone else's. Thank you very much.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Our top story, former Senator and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole, dead at the age of 98. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.